Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley D. Now, by the way, if I sound a little shh-like, you hear this going on in my voice, I'm trying to get one of my teeth fixed up so I have this Invisalign thing on the bottom of my mouth. So you know why, you know, someone picks up a piece that I did and they want to make fun of me and say, well, no, Bradley already told us what the deal is. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands I'm trying to fix one of my teeth. And that's why you're hearing that little lisp a little bit there, right? But anyways, I didn't need to tell you that, but I decided to tell you that because I know how loyal our listeners are and you're my friends. So I wanted to tell my friends everything, right? Transparency, that's the definition of it right there. Maybe a little too much information, but we did it anyways. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what are you going to find there? You're going to find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. I'll tell you what, there's some good news coming out across the boards, friends. RFK Jr. is now suing and going after the fact checkers that Zuckerberg has got in place under the CIA's control, of course. And there's much to come, friends, and there's much more good news coming across the boards. Even personally, we'll tell you about that in the up and coming days. We've got much to cover here. But if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a resource page right on the right side. If you go to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms. Go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the social media platforms and you will see us there. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Top left, go ahead and click onto it and join us on the social media platforms as well there. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that, friends. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm really hearing that lisp come through a lot. So, folks, just take it easy on me just a little bit, okay? This is only supposed to last for like 20 weeks, but we'll see what happens here. Now, listen, I've got Tim Brown joining me on the next segment. And then I got my friend Brandon Taylor joining me on the third segment, and he's going to share with you some of the victories that they have had. As a matter of fact, everything this guy's put his hand to thus far, friends, he's won the day. They are making it a pro-life sanctuary county. They are making it a pro-Second Amendment sanctuary county. So, folks, what they're doing is going back to the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution, and they're saying this is what the law says, and we want it applicable here in our county, and they are getting the job done. So I'm going to ask him to help us all understand. So how are you doing it in your particular county? Because people constantly ask ask me, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Well, I'm going to let Brennan show you as to how he's doing in his particular county down there in South Tennessee. So he'll be up on the third segment. Then in the fourth segment, we are definitely going to cover what needs to be covered here. I got Dr. Martin, again, coming out and showing and sharing information that every American needs to hear. So I'm going to break the show up just a little bit here, okay? And with that said, if you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to let you know, friends, I'm going to break this show up just a little bit. I'm going to play this first segment coming from Anthony Fauci, and I want you to put it up against what you're going to hear from David Martin at the end of the show, and we're going to sandwich everything in between, okay? So let's go ahead and play this piece. This is Dr. Fauci on Texas COVID cases dropping despite ignoring his advice on masks and social distancing. Folks, I guarantee you this was not a scripted question. You can even hear the useful idiot come back and try to make amends for what he asked him because it was one of those questions that was out of bounds. He meant it to be a softball. But again, friends, this is what happens when truth is brought into the equation concerning these cunning, divisive individuals. Ephesians 4:14, check it out and put that up against what I just said, and you will clearly understand. Listen to Fauci being interviewed on MSNBC here.
Texas in that same ballpark in Arlington yesterday. There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions, and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full, and yet we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You just have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great. But there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded, you can see a delay and then all of a sudden tick right back up. We've been fooled before by situations where
we
people
sure have,
begin
Tony.
To open up, nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, several weeks later, things start exploding on you. So we got to be careful we don't prematurely judge that.
Oh. Now, folks, there was a second part to that, Judah. Go ahead and play the rest of that. Or was that the end of it? That was the end of it, because I noticed that the useful idiot tried to make up for the fact that he just asked him real questions, and apparently he wasn't advised to do that by the teleprompter, but you can see it caught him off his game. And notice how he says, friends, you know, we've been fooled before. Yep, we've been fooled before. Isn't it interesting that in Texas right now, friends, the restaurants are packed, the stadiums are packed, folks, the stores are packed, and there's no issues, folks. Despite ignoring advice on masks and social distancing, it's a fraud, okay? We're going to let David Martin tell you exactly what this is about, how this has been played up for a long time. It's all pre-planned. We've exposed much of this, but this is brand new information you must see and you must hear, friends, especially if you're on social media platforms. If not, that's good too. You will hear the audio, and I will do my best to narrate what is taking place. But again, it's just information we all need to take heed to, because, friends, this has been pre-planned for a long time. And wait until we get to the legalistics, the legal facets to this coronavirus, because it's all patent. Okay, it's not natural. It's all patents. It's a what do they call that? You know, a money cow? Yep, that's what this is. You'll see in just a couple minutes. Tim Brown up with me next. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen, I'm going to pull up Tim Brown because we've got a couple guests and I've got to get to a lot of information here. Tim, thanks for jumping on with such short notice. I'm trying to really emphasize my words because of this little plastic jammy I have in my mouth right now. And I'm reiterating that point so people don't laugh at me too hard. But you had called me earlier and we were talking about what's going on in Canada right now. You just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com and I'll give you the title and then you can go ahead and share with the listeners and the viewers as to what is in fact happening in that country. The title is Canada, Tyrannical Agents of State Raid Alberta Church That Defied Illegal Lockdowns. They put up fences. There's a video as well, friends. Time for the church to stand firm against them. What's happening, Tim, over there?
Well, they had a pastor who was arrested, and he spent 11 weeks in jail for something that doesn't require jail time. I mean, there's a link in the article, first link that you come to. He spent 11 weeks in jail for a quote-unquote crime. It's not really a crime that's not to be punished with jail time. And instead of, yeah, he defied their lockdown. They wanted to shut him down. His name's Pastor James Coates. A lot of people have heard of him. He's with Grace Life Church. And so in doing that, he's continued to do what he's done. And these lockdowns are coming in. They've got one, the whole thing is based on a lie, if you ask me. I mean, this is my opinion. And that is, even Canada, just like our CDC and just like the Chinese CDC, has said they haven't isolated the virus. And so they're pushing these things based on that. They've come out and said asymptomatic people aren't dangerous. They don't spread it. And this is part of the report that was given with regard to Pastor Coates, that they're meeting there. And they're saying, you're not going to have all these people in here. Same thing we had with Pastor Pawlowski in Calgary, that we saw him driving out the Nazis. And so what's happened is this morning, reports came out off of Twitter, apparently people in the area, and you can show people some of the pictures. You probably have to click on them.
I am showing them right now, Tim. I am showing them on social media platforms, yes.
Yeah, you probably have to show them some of the pictures, and then there's a video. And here are, I call them agents of the state. Look, if you've got cops that are out to do stuff like this against the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, first, there's a warning to you cops for doing it. You are messing with the Lord's people. That's the first thing you need to be warned
about.
Amen.
Amen. There's an anointing on that. Amen.
That's right. And the people, you know, I got a word for the people, the church up there in just a minute, but you're showing the pictures, and there's a video on there of what they're doing, putting up these fencing around it to keep the people of God from going and gathering together as the house of God, in the house of God. They're part of the house. Jesus said he'll make them a pillar in the temple of his God. And so they're trying to keep them out of worship. I got news for them. You guys up there at Grace Life Church, if any of you guys are listening, from now to the Lord's Day, you better be in serious prayer, confessing your sins, repenting your sins, and praying that God go before you. And then you need to gather together and defy the tyrant. Just like what Tony said on the show yesterday, don't just resist them. Go through there and go and worship God the way he has commanded you to. These people don't have any business telling the church what it can and cannot do. They have no business telling free people whether or not they can choose to meet together with one another either.
That's right.
And, but that's what's going on. Now, the thing is, and I ended the article just with a simple thing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Be bold as lions, and you'll find the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ will go before you in the day of battle. He's done it before. Why would he not do it again? Again, this goes to believers believing what they say.
Yeah, well, Tim, it really comes down to this. You know what? The Lord desires you. He's challenging the church right now on the globe. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, like back in the 60s before Martin Luther popped out of nowhere, it was interesting. God's dead. No, and then here comes a guy that actually puts feet to his prayers, and then they see the fruits of heaven on the behalf of a servant that was faithful unto him. You know, and Scripture's clear, James 2:14-26. You know, faith without works is dead. As the body is dead without the spirit, so is faith without works. And, I just brought it up the other day, but again, Frederick Douglass comes to my aid. You know, slaves, such as Frederick Douglass, who became an abolitionist after he was freed from slavery. And how did he become a free man? Well, as a slave, he said he prayed for 20 years, Tim. He said nothing happened. But he said, when I began to put my feet to my prayers, he said, then I became a free man. And look what happened. He went out and he freed other slaves after he proved the God of Israel. So the fact of the matter is, if we meet the Lord on his terms, do the things that he's commanded us, and out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did pour us on the cross, he's not going to deny himself. You know, and the Bible's clear when he says it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. God is not a man that he should lie. Right now, I say to the church in America, in Canada, in the 53 countries, in the 140 cities listening to us, even now, Tim, you know what? God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, and every single time we see someone stand up and fight, they win the day. They win the day every time,
yep.
Tim.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's the message that comes from here. You know, I didn't put the thing out, and that's why I put some links in there, stuff that we've talked about before, the right kind of understanding of Romans 13, the message that Dr. John Diamond had given about imprecatory prayers against the enemies and obedience to God, appealing to God for that, pushing away the tyrants, because you know, Bradley, and you get them too, like I get them sometimes. They go, oh, well, you know, Jesus would want us to submit to authority. And this,
nope.
And the other. Well, wait a minute. You don't have authority when you move out from under the law. There is no authority there.
Well, you can't find that in Scripture, Tim. You just can't. There's supposed to be a terror to those that do evil, not good.
That's right.
And the fact of the matter is, when they're a terror to those that are doing good, they're showing the people as to who they are. And what's happening in Canada right now is nothing more than them trying to justify the indefensible every step of the way and propping up their narrative, trying to make an example out of this pastor, not to stand down. But what they don't realize, like when Paul was in jail, people are going to become more emboldened because of the chains of Paul. And as we say in the modern language, so people can understand it clearly, is listen, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because to me, this is an encouragement that God is on the move when things like this happen over in Canada. It's not a discouragement, though it's not fun going through the process of dying to yourself, bearing your cross, and then understanding the power of God unto salvation. That's my two cents.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you'll allow me, I'll plug just the morning show in the morning.
Please.
The pastor that drove the Nazis out, that lit up the Northern Hemisphere, literally. I did the interview with him yesterday. We got him for about 30 or 35 minutes. This guy, doesn't have a secretary. He is a guy who goes out on the street. They preach four times a week, folks, at City Hall. At City Hall, they do this. They pray, they go out and minister to the homeless, the prostitutes, the drug users. They're seeing people saved so fast sometimes, he says, they can't keep up with the baptism. And I'm telling you right now, when you guys who come in the morning or you catch it after, when you hear this guy, because I went to what was before this, what has built you up to this, when you hear what the guy says, I'm telling you what, you're going to be convicted, you're going to be wanting to repent, you're gonna want to do what he's modeling for you. You know, as Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. You're gonna want to do that when you hear this Amen. Guy, because I'm telling you what, I was moved, I was convicted. Listening, I told him, I said, it's just you and me, but I feel like we're having church right here.
Amen. And if you were in a black church, what would be happening, Tim?
They would say, Pastor Pawlowski,
Bring it down. Bring it down. Amen. Amen. Well, yes. Tim, listen, and I got about a minute here left, but I know that you're trying to contact Pastor James Coates as well out there at Grace Life Church in Alberta, Canada. Hopefully we're going to be able to get him on and hear from his perspective as to what's taking place. We pretty much know, friends, this is the oldest, game that they like to play in the book, and they're daring the justice of God. And I got to say, Tim, what bothers me is when you look at all these police officers just doing their job, acting like they're just, you know, going along to get along, and, you know, I'm just taking orders. Well, the fact of the matter is, let's just clear this up really quick with the time that we have left. They're not doing their job. They're acting on the behalf of the tyrant, strengthening the tyrant against the very people that they themselves promised to serve. What say you?
Well, that's right. And, I will support a police officer. I'll be respectful of authority if they're staying within their scope of authority. But when they start doing stuff like this, look, folks, you look to Scripture. Look what happened when men usurped the authority and attacked the people of God. God didn't stand around and just say, oh, that's okay to do. No. He stepped in and he fought the battle for the people, but the people had to stand up to it, and he used them as the means to do that. So, yeah.
Amen. Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, morning show, 6 a.m. Eastern. He's also the senior editor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour. And the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the root causes must be addressed to solve periodic surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. Psaki telling reporters the root causes lie in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Vice President Harris has been tasked to work with those countries, although she has not yet been to the border. USA Radio News. The Winter Olympics are over a year away, but the Biden administration is already coming up with a plan.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nike is pulling its sponsorship from Deshaun Watson amid sexual misconduct allegations. The sports apparel brand saying they're disturbed by the claims from 22 massage therapists who say Watson forced himself on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen, folks, I want to cover this really quick. You know what? I'm just going to do this. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to take Sal from Colorado. He's been hanging on for a minute. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I just want to tell you, just in the few minutes that you've been speaking, you already sound a lot better. I've had the Invisalign done on my mouth. And the Holy Ghost is with you, dear friend.
I appreciate it.
I just wanted to thank you for what you do to guide us to God and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you,
Sal. Yep, I totally appreciate it, my friend. I sincerely do. Without further ado, I'm going to take up my friend Brandon Taylor from that of South Tennessee. And it's interesting because every time I hear from Brandon, he's got another victory. It's like everything this guy's touching out there, it's another victory and another victory and another victory. Brandon, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What's going on out there, man? Is this faith that we keep talking about here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that we're doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves? And if we take heed to the word of God, he actually bears witness to that truth. Is that what's happening on your behalf?
Absolutely, Bradley. That's what we're seeing right here in Tennessee. We are seeing victory after victory, and we're just praising God for it. You know, we are victorious as believers. And we need to start stepping forward and letting the victories come our way instead of setting down and letting the socialists and unbelievers ruin our country.
Amen. So let's just go back just a little tiny bit, because I got you for a couple minutes here, and I know that you're breaking away from work, so we appreciate that. So the first thing you did is you basically took it to the city council. Can you share with us as to how that process took place, what it looked like, and get into the details just a little bit, Brandon, just to show people that there were those that were willing to impede your way through the process?
Absolutely. Well, what we've done is we've contacted our local county commissioners, and it was a small group of people. It still seems like a small group of people even right now. You would be surprised at what you can do with 20, 25 people. But we met with our local county commissioners, and we got them on board with us, talked to them. We realized that they were of like faith, and we told them what we wanted to see happening, and we wanted to make our county a Second Amendment sanctuary county. We did get some pushback. We thought we would have a public meeting. We thought that would be easily done. When it came down to the final vote and when they're going to bring it before the county commissioners, we got a call from the county executive saying, no, we're not going to open this up to public.
Interesting.
So at that point, we started praying, and we're like, Lord, we believe we're victorious. So we had about 200 phone calls actually rain into the county executive's office, and he changed his mind. Yes, he changed his mind. And then we had that in an open vote in the county, in the courthouse. And I knew that we had the victory. The moment he said we're not going to have this in the public sector, I knew that it was going to be a victory for us. For our group.
Yeah, he kind of stuck both feet in his own mouth, didn't he?
He did. And,
yep.
You know, it was so funny when we got into the courthouse. He said, well, I didn't know that many people were really interested in being here.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, suggest that these people, and here again, we're talking about American representatives working against its own people. What was his attitude after you filled that little, you had 100 and some people in there, Brandon. What was his attitude after he's seen all those people show up in support?
Well, you know, it was funny. The attitude turns, and, you know, he looks at me and says, hey, I think you ought to run for public office. So. But we were handed a victory, Bradley, and one of the things I really wanted to say to your listeners, I love your show, thank you for having me on right now, but one of the things I want to say to your listeners, and we're hearing the same thing, of what can we do, how can we make a stand, it really starts at the very bottom of everything. Go to your local county commissioner, get involved with people in your church, your family, people who are like-minded, like faith, contact your representatives, these are your employees, and tell them what you're feeling, tell them what you're seeing. You're going to find they agree with you more than they disagree.
That's right.
They just need the support of the people behind them. And it was very easy to get this motivated and get this moving. There have been some things in the way, but when we work for the kingdom, there's always going to be resistance.
Amen.
Resistance is the wind beneath our wings, brother.
Amen. Acts 14:22. What does it say? It says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it's exactly right. See, this is what Hudson Taylor said, Brandon. He said, every move of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Most people stop at the difficult part, and it really shows you what they love more. Do they love God more, or do they love their idols more? And the fact of the matter is there's a lot of people out there, such as yourself, that are standing up and they're winning the day because they're willing to love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's absolutely amazing to me that he glories in it every time the cross is borne on the behalf of those that understand scriptures. And you're just another case in point of just that. Now, you're also pushing the board, pieces forward also on making it an abortion-free county in Tennessee as well. Can you go ahead and share with the people as to how that looks right now?
Well, it is in the very early stages. We're talking about this. You know, we're kind of doing things that have never been done before, but we're having to think outside the box. But in the state of Tennessee, which is a great state, by the way, I'm so thankful to live here now and during this pandemic or plandemic. But our governor has signed some executive orders, and they've changed some of the laws on allowing a mother 14 days of reprieve where she can give up a child instead of having an abortion. She has 14 days to carry that child up to its 14th day of life into a safe house. And they can leave the child there. And instead of having an abortion, so if she has a problem with addiction, if she's homeless, anything that's going on, one of the things we want to do in our county is we want to work with our local safe house, and we want to push back, and we want to see our county become a pro-life sanctuary county. So we want to push for those things as well. We don't have an abortion clinic in our county, but it's time as believers we step up and we punch first. We need to hit first instead of hitting last.
You know what's crazy about that, Brandon, is if you look at abortion that trickled down from federal government, you know, just a handful of people that sanctioned that which has never been illegal. Isn't it interesting how the state governments, instead of invoking the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights and stopping abortion, they play off that which is illegal concerning what federal government is doing, and it shows you that federal government and state governments are working in hand in glove, as a matter of fact, of that which has never been lawful. It's not legal to kill a baby in this country, yet we're caught up into their talking points, and then what happens? The law within itself is gutted and it's pitted, and the American people haven't figured this out yet. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and really what it comes down to is, do we love God more in obedience to him to put a stop to this, or do we love the state more, and are we bowing down to it and saying, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do at the expense of 60 million babies? So, I mean, we're in it right now, but I think what's really important is people see here, Brandon, is the fact that one guy out in southern Tennessee, am I right in saying southern Tennessee, by the way?
That's correct.
Okay.
Little Tennessee, yes, sir.
Yep, Little Tennessee, and you're out there doing what it takes, and it just shows you, again, God does not need a majority to prevail. He uses a minority, and then look what happens, just like that of Eleazar, the son of Dodo in the book of Samuel. You know, when it was time to fight, the children of Israel tuck-tailed and they capitulated, Psalm 78, verse 9. But what did Eleazar do? Man, he picked up the sword of the Lord, and he took it to the enemy, and at the end of the day, he won. And then what happens? Scripture tells us that the children of Israel returned to the spoil. And that's exactly what you're seeing right now, Brandon. And you can use it in such a fashion as you will, but allegorically and metaphorically, that's exactly what's happening. Everything you touch out there, Brandon, it seems to work for you, man. It really does, and I praise God for you, brother.
Thank you, Bradley. I want to add one more thing. And
sure.
When you contact your commissioner, when you talk to them, you're going to realize that they're going to have an inside pathway, inside voice, or connection to your local state representatives. It may be a state senator. It may be a state rep. That's going to be your next step. Use your commissioner to get you to that next platform and get you the people in there that you need to be talking to. And it could be at your church. It could be at a house meeting. It could be just whatever you have available. We're using a community center, by the way, which is just a really easy access for us. But we're bringing them in to us so that we can let our voice be heard. And one of the things we need to start pushing back on in every state, every county right now, is we need to get action moving to ban the vaccine passports that are trying to be forced on the American public. And
yeah,
we are doing that here in Tennessee. Now, we're not leading in that, but we are encouraging our state reps, our state senator. Last night we met with him. He's already got some things in the works, some legislation in the works that's coming our way. And also, we're going to have to protect our religious exemption regarding vaccines. I want to let everyone know that that is something that is about to be affected across America. And once this vaccine goes into a stage where it's not considered a trial stage, it's in trial stage now, which is just basically a medical test going on in America.
Yep.
When it completes that stage in the next 6 to 7 years, we're going to see this come out, and they want to mandate this. Now is the time to start this legislation to block these things from happening. And one final thing I just want to get in. I know I'm running out of time.
No, you're good. You got 2 minutes.
Awesome. Another thing I want to say to people is, it is not too late. It's not too late to get in the fight. It's not too late to call someone. You have not sat down too long. Don't take guilt on this. It is a great time to get in the fight. The time is right. The climate is perfect. Get in it, and get in it quick, as quickly as you can. Gather 4 or 5 families together. Get something going with your commissioner. You will see results.
Amen. Amen, dude. Hey, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And it's interesting. Scripture also tells us that the Lord looks to and fro upon the earth whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. And I just want to think about this really quick, because I got about 30 seconds left. Jesus said in John 21, had all the books been written concerning his miracles, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. And yet Jesus said to us, he said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. Brandon Taylor's just one of those guys, friends, that's doing exactly what the Lord mandated. And guess what he's doing? He's bearing fruit to God's glory, John 15:8. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Oh, just wait for Dr. Martin, friends. This is going to blow you away.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so getting to it right away, I need to get to this right away. This is David Martin. This is brand new information. It's a short video. I'm going to use it up, but I want you to hear it all, friends. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe over there. Also go to the right side of the page and join us on the social media platforms. You'll see us there live, morning show, afternoon show. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left. As a matter of fact, both headers are me and Tim's show. And you can check those out. Join us on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in, if we have time, I'll take you up, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want you to listen to David E. Martin, Ph.D., as to what he has to share with you, friends. This is craziness.
The developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was, at the time, one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries.
Listen carefully.
In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM. And those million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately one-third of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries.
Forgeries.
Meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up.
1999.
And thus began the rabbit trail.
This is all pre-planned.
Panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike. And that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003 they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it.
It's patented, friends.
We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Baric, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow.
Are you listening?
They built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the novel coronavirus
a pandemic, an international public health emergency.
All together now.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way for you.
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal.
Yep.
If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. Then either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it.
Whoa!
Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus. You cannot measure it. You cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff.
All being that exposed,
sounds like
friends.
It's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations.
This is your government.
Like you're funding
with the big
a U.S.
tech
operation
companies,
with
the CDC,
subcontracts with
the WHO.
The U.S. could say China did it. China could say the U.S. did it.
That's what they're
and
doing.
The cool thing is both of them are almost telling the truth.
So there you have it, friends. Just wanted to highlight that because, again, I think people need to understand, for those that quite haven't taken a hold of this, for what it is. I thank God for discernment because discernment tells me the truth of the matter, and then my head catches up to it quite often. And here we are. Here we are. What is this, like the 150,000th doctor that has come out and told us as to what this is all about? Americans, I love you enough to tell you the truth. How many countries need to stand up and defy what you're tolerating in your own government today? Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that Anthony Fauci is the only guy that talks on the topic? Why not? He's the henchman for Bill Gates, who owns the patent. Look at how they're giving power to the CDC, who has no legislative power whatsoever, but they're trying to bring about the illusion that what they say goes, when in fact they have no lawful mandate, or they have no law to refer to, when they play a law unto themselves. Again, common sense answers all of our objectives here, friends. Who gains from the invisible enemy? This is what I want to end the show with. I seen this yesterday, and someone popped it up. And again, showing you the similarities between dictators of the past and what we're seeing today with dictators and tyrants in the present. And I seen a quote of Hermann Göring. This is what he said. How can people be brought to support war, incite fear? And isn't it interesting? They sold it to the American people as an invisible enemy to create a war. See, in their war, what was the first thing that was removed to create the war? The truth of the matter. And we continuously give you the truth over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the morning show, the afternoon show. We're letting doctors vent to our audience on a daily basis because they're being censored by big tech companies. But friends, I got to tell you what, the more we're lied to, the more we see death tolls and the more that we see the adverse side effects from these vaccinations, it is in fact amassing. As we allow their cruelties to swell our ranks, it is amassing our ranks on so many different fronts. More and more people are becoming aware. We see the players. We see the actors. We see that this was pre-planned once again. And here we are again being told by another doctor who the responsible parties are. Now, Americans, it's up to you, 330 million people, to bring people to justice. Get them inside of a courtroom and let facts be known and let them be shown candidly to the world, in fact, because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.